Yeah, this might be a good segue for talking a little bit more about producing fashion shows, too. I'm kind of curious about some of the earlier shows you produced as part of your workshops in term school.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, and how I, you know, people ask me sometimes, well, you know, how did you learn to do fashion shows with kids? And I kind of go back to one of the very first shows I ever worked on to produce. Actually, one of the first shows that I think is really interesting that I did, and that was the Miss Texas Pageant fashion show. They had fashion, the Miss Texas Pageant was in Fort Worth. They had a thing with Leonard's, later Dillard's, that they would do a big fashion show in their big, huge, giant hall, 1,000 people in attendance, and they'd do half the girls one day, 30 girls one day, and the other half the next day. They'd wear the same clothes, so they had to be matched up. Now, I had just gotten hired to do the charm school, but I was working with the PR person from Leonard's, who used to be with Tychus, and Doris McCarroll. She's passed, but she's a very big fashion person. Market. And she was PR person at Leonard's. She said, hey, Susan, I'm doing this fashion show. You want to come help? And again, of course, what did I say? Yes. And you have done any shows? No, but I want to learn. So I was the runner. I would go and get hamburgers and coffee and go down and get purses and go get shoes. And but all the time I was doing this running and all this preliminary work that, you know, some kids wouldn't even want to do, I was watching and learning and seeing how this all worked. So that first show, I was behind the scenes. I was at the fittings. I saw that they not always told the truth when they told their size. So we would pull an outfit for Miss Texarkana, who's size, say, 4, and we'd say, oh, Miss Dallas is a size 4. We'll just pull it for her. So the next day, well, when they came to the fitting, nothing fit because they didn't tell the truth about their sizes. So I learned to run real fast and real hard and change all those clothes. And we put that fashion show together. It was night and day work. And I learned and broke, you know, I learned on that fashion show. So I said, if you can do a fashion show with beauty queens that don't tell the truth about their sizes, then I think I could do this with kids. So the funny story on this Miss Texas show was that I worked on those shows for about 3 years before Leonard sold it to Dillard's. So when they made the switcheroo and they got rid of the whole PR department and Doris is no longer there, they came to me because they knew I worked on the show for 3 years. And they said, look, we want you to help our buyers coordinate the show. And what are they again? Yes. And so here I am working with a couple key buyers and coordinating that whole show. And I emceed it. Because I knew how to call it. I knew what was going to happen because I'd done it. I put it together. So that was just 3 years after I first started. But I was also starting to do those kids shows and manage mothers, manage kids with growing sizes, you know, arms with different sizes in their legs and blood. You know, coordinating that was not an easy task, but I learned how to do it. And just being patient and just, you know, just staying out there in the store and the girls' department till you're blue in the face. Fitting somebody, you know, some that come up to me and say, the mother would say, I don't know what you're going to do because I can't find anything to fit my child in this forever. Don't worry, we'll find it. And we would. It might take us a minute, but we would find it. And that little kid would wear it, and then she'd end up probably buying it. That's what the department store liked about the whole deal, because they'd sell most all the clothes to the mothers because it was that memory they were selling, exactly what that consultant had said back in 1971. This is what's happening when you develop a good relationship. I still run to people now that say they remember what they wore in the fashion show, that their mother bought it. And here's the picture, Miss Houston, of you and me together back in 1982 or whatever. Here's my diploma you used to give me. And now I've sent my daughter, you know. So it's just a goes around cover of the thing. But that started me trying to, you know, that gave me a lot of real good experience working on those Miss Texas Pageant fashion shows and then going on into my own shows and hiring staff to help manage them, you know, having people come out and help accessorize the clothes. And we used to put them in shoes at the beginning. We didn't toward the end because it got crazy, but you had to take all the shoes with, you know, masking tape on the bottom. It was a tremendous amount of work and had a tremendous staff to kind of come in and assist when you have 100 plus kids in the fashion show, age 16 years old. So, you know, that, not even counting, you know, back then we wrote copy and had somebody help me write copy. And I emceed every show. I was on stage every show except for two. And that's because I had two kids and missed two shows.